This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, you told me there's a couple of quarterback questions coming in on the phone lines, and then I want to talk a little Ricard Raquel, because, well, I have thoughts, strong thoughts on that in a moment, but first let's go to the lines.
Here is Ken in South Park.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call.
Do you golf?
No, I'm a hacker.
All right, I was going to have you treat me to a round at South Park, but I guess that ain't happening. What's on your mind?
I usually get kicked off of golf courses.
It sounds like you might be. What's up?
I don't understand. How can the Steelers sign a reputable wide receiver who doesn't know who's going to be throwing the football to them next year?
Well, I think all that stuff's going to happen at virtually the same time here, with the league year starting March 12th, legal tampering March 10th, illegal tampering going on as we speak. So I think that person probably will have a good idea of who's throwing them the football. Limits, next.
Here is Rick in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Rick. What's up? Not that they'll be happy about who's throwing them the football. Don't get me wrong. And the real part of that story is, does a receiver of any repute want to come to Pittsburgh and play in Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith's offense? Where your best receiver might be George Pickens, who hasn't exactly been Mr. Dependable so far. So that's legitimate. Go ahead, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Hey, listen, you like Aaron Rodgers because, or the Tomlin likes Aaron Rodgers because he doesn't turn the ball over. The Roonies love Aaron Rodgers because you imagine if he has even a good season, the number of jerseys they would sell for a first ballot Hall of Famer. And unfortunately, that is part of where the Steelers operate, you know, in that sphere of profitability. How are you going to find that quarterback? I want to ask you guys if you remember the season where the Steelers started off like 2-7. And we thought, oh, gosh, this is going to be the year we're picking in the top five of the draft. And then Tomlin wins 7 games in a row, and we're stuck in the middle once again. Do you guys remember the season?
Yeah, you're talking about the one like 2-3 years ago, right?
3 years ago, right, exactly. Weren't you, you know, you were almost excited for them to lose because you were like, yeah, we're going to get that next great quarterback.
Right.
Here's Tomlin win 7 games in a row and kills it for us.
That's why I want them to take a step back just for once. And I'd be on board with trading TJ Watt. I've said this 8 trillion times. And Minka and Pickens and just going with the likes of Skylar Thompson for a year. And then if Tomlin can if he can withstand all that and go 9-8, then you put him directly into the Hall of Fame. But I would, from an organizational perspective, just take a step back and reload with the draft in Pittsburgh and go from there. It doesn't take that long if you can find the right guy in the NFL, but we all know that's not going to happen. So you're going to have to get a little bit more creative about this. All right. Top of the hour, we will get to that story of risers and fallers as far as quarterbacks go in the NFL draft. And some very high compliments from my man, Jackson Dart, Limits, that I was sending you yesterday. I was peppering you and Pomp with all kinds of great stuff about Jackson Dart.
I just wanted it to stop. Stop, stop. Ding, 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 ding. My phone the whole day.
I'm gonna keep doing that today. But first, Ricard Raquel. What is happening here? What am I missing Why are people on board with the idea of keeping him? Jason Mackey wrote that there aren't many good reasons for trading him. There aren't many good reasons or any for keeping him that I can think of. I would scratch Raquel tonight and make it very clear that he's gone on the block. I wouldn't put him on the ice tonight. This is a very valuable asset to have for a team that is allegedly rebuilding. He's arguably the top or one of the top three players on the board at a trade deadline when there's tons of teams who think they can win and want a top six forward. I mean, this is crazy talk at this point. I keep reading and seeing and hearing that the best reason to keep Raquel is to ensure that Sid's point per game streak, however many years it is, I think his whole career, stays intact. And that streak is amazing. And it's a test, although probably a bit anonymous nationally. It's amazing, and it's a testament to Sid's incredible consistency. Like, his consistency with points is akin to Ovechkin's with goals. They're both like Hank Aaron. Like, there's not all these prodigious all-time point seasons, but they just keep racking it up. Ovechkin with goals, Sid with points. Just year after year after year, like a metronome. It's amazing. But if we're going to talk trade, if I offered you this deal, would you take it? I'm going to give you this. Sid's point per game streak in exchange for a first round pick for a team that's rebuilding. I think I'm taking the first round pick a trillion times out of a trillion, and I think they might even get more. Rob Rossi, I read recently, doesn't think that they'll get a first round pick from Raquel. And he might be right, but I respectfully disagree with Rob there. I think they'll get a first rounder and more. That's my feeling about Raquel right now. He's playing the best hockey of his career. He's healthy, which he isn't always. He's also not always playing the best hockey of his career. He's an every other year guy. He's good every other year. And he's aging, and his contract is favorable, and it's time to go. He's never, ever going to sell for higher. You could say this offseason, is he going to be healthy? I don't know. Let me read you from The Athletic. A team by team, I'm not going to read all of them, but a bunch of teams that either still think they're alive or are building for the future, whatever, want top six players. Even Utah. The Utah Hockey Club, the prediction here in The Athletic is they will acquire a top six forward. They've stockpiled picks and prospects, and their ownership wants them to start getting players here. New Jersey Devils, Tommy Fitzgerald, prediction, they will acquire a top six forward. I'm going to keep going here. The Montreal Canadiens, they want to acquire a roster player with term. They're open to doing, quote, a lot of different things. They have long-term needs at center, right defense, and perhaps even a top six winger. Los Angeles Kings. Prediction from The Athletic. They will add a scoring winger. Do you want me to keep going here, Limits? The Detroit Red Wings, who at this point in their rebuild, which was built around tons of top picks, not all of whom have panned out, but they're finally starting to kind of get it. Prediction, Detroit will add a defenseman, and they also have a need up front. Man, if they would take Erik Karlsson, wouldn't that be something? If anybody would, so he can help another team give breakaways to the opponents. The Calgary Flames, they will emerge as the biggest trade broker at the deadline, and they'll buy. I could keep going here. I don't know how many years there have been this many teams who have a legitimate chance to actually win it all, who are right for believing that. In the East, it's Toronto, Florida, Tampa, Washington, Carolina, Jersey. I think you have six teams who have legit designs on getting to the final. In the West, you have Winnipeg, Dallas, Minnesota, Vegas, Edmonton, the Kings, and I think the Avalanche. All of them. Then you have a couple of other desperate teams. Vancouver. The Fighting Dickie Tocketts have fallen out of playoff position, and you know that Jim Rutherford has that itchy trigger finger. You know he does. I just talked about the Utah Hockey Club, where they want to do something. Rickard Rakell will get you a first-round pick and maybe a player. Seth Jones, who was under Rakell on the listing of most coveted trade targets, again, over at The Athletic. They got a first-round pick and a 23-year-old goaltender. Think of him what you will in Spencer Knight. They got a first-round pick and a 23-year-old NHL goalie. This talk of Sid needs to have a winger, so you need to keep Rakell. For what? I imagine Sid is very, very unhappy these days. They're losing all the time. He's one of the greatest competitors in the history of the league. At this point, I'm not sure it makes a difference whether you keep Rakell or not for Sid's happiness. Plus, don't you think Sid can get this on his own? He'll still have Brian Rust on one of his wings. He'll still play on the power play. I can't even believe I'm indulging this talk of a first-round pick compared to Sid's point streak, point per game for his career. What are we doing here? Have we lost our minds? They have maybe the number one target in the whole NHL, and they're clearly, whether by choice or not, a rebuilding team. I disagree with Josh Yeo, who recently said, and I love Josh and his stuff. He's great. Who said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but the Penguins are in a full-on 100% rebuild. No, they're not. They're not. They're trying to walk that line. They're 50-50, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Get as close to all in as you possibly can, and yes, the no movement clauses around here make that more difficult. That's why we're paying Kyle Dubas the big bucks. But Rakell doesn't have one. I see no argument unless you can't get a good deal. That's obviously the one argument. If you can't get a decent deal for the guy, then you keep him. But I'm 99.9% convinced that they can and will. Based on what's already happened in the league, based on the history at the trade deadline, based on the fact you're talking about a 30-goal scorer who's playing the best hockey of his life and is signed at a reasonable price. This is better than a rental. It's completely derelict of duty for Kyle Dubas to keep this guy around. His team stinks, and it's not getting better anytime soon. For anybody who thinks that a Capitals-type rebuild is on the horizon here, the Capitals missed the playoffs 1 year. They couldn't get out of the first round for six. They missed 1 year, and now they're the best team in the league, at least points-wise, maybe second to Winnipeg now. That's not happening here next year. The Penguins are going to be horrible next year. So can somebody please tell me why you would keep this prized of an asset? When this is precisely, like this is manna from heaven, that you have this. Who would have thought Rickard Rakell would be one or two on the board at the trade deadline? This is as a team that has sunk to the bottom, this is what you pray for, is an asset that everybody wants and is probably going to give you something pretty darn good for it. It's crazy talk with the Penguins right now. Between that and what a wonderful job Kyle Dubas has done, it's like we're living in some alternate reality with them. He came here trying to win and sign guys or brought in guys with long-term big money in an effort to win while he had Sidney Crosby or while he has Crosby, and he failed so miserably, and we don't talk about it enough, how badly this guy failed and mangled things. And it's great he's got all these picks the next couple years. I guess we'll find out in 4, 5, 6 years whether he was right if he's still here. And that is what you have to do. I'll acknowledge that. But he's got to go further with it. he came in here. It's one thing if you want to try and win with Sid now to sign a couple guys to short-term big money deals. This dude went out and signed Tristan Jarry for almost $30 million over 5 or 6 years. He made a colossal mistake on Ryan Graves, one of the worst signings in the history of Pittsburgh sports, to multiple years in an effort to try to win. He brought in the reigning Norris Trophy winner, knowing it was going to cost him about $10 million a year for many years, multiple years anyway. And that's been a horrible, horrible blight on the franchise. This guy has done a terrible job, a D minus so far for Kyle Dubas, based on what the obvious objective was. Since the Gensel trade has taken kind of a turn, he is collecting draft picks. He is doing that. A lot of them not first round picks, although he could have two this year if the Rangers finish out of the top 13. That's good. But that's going to take a long, long time. Trade Raquel. It's a gift horse. Don't look it in the mouth. What happens when you look a gift horse in the mouth? Limits, where did that come from?
I don't know, but the horse, I would imagine, is going to come after you.
Does he bite you? Is that the idea there?
You probably kicks you.
Why would you look him in the mouth anyway?
I don't know. You want to check his teeth? Maybe you're a dentist?
Can you look up that phrase? I'm now curious.
I'm curious what I'll find.
So it'd be nice to trade, you know, Grayslick and whoever else you want to deal. This is the guy, this is the prize, and this is the time to take advantage of it and strike right now. You have teams bargaining against each other. I want Sid to be happy too, but I'm guessing that the competitor he is, he's extremely unhappy right now, no matter what. They already took away Gensel from him. What difference does it make at this point? That's A, and B, he's got 65 points in 61 games if the career-long point-per-game streak is what has you all tied up here. Don't worry about it. He'll get there. He'll play on the power play. He'll play with Rust. Play him with Rust and Gino. Do that.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth means if someone gives you something, be polite.
Okay. Then I would say thank you to Ricard Raquel on his way out the door. That would be my act of politeness.
Very kind of you.
I mean, and for all this top line has done offensively, they're like a combined minus 70, okay? So I think it's okay to break them up at this point. It's okay to trade Raquel. I got a tweet again yesterday. Why are you advocating for that? Why the hell wouldn't I be? It's just crazy talk. It really is. 412-928-9370. Yes, Limits. Let's go to the lines at the end of the hour, even though it's technically the beginning of a new hour. Go ahead.
It is Ed. He's in Brookline.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, Joe. First of all, very quickly, as I understand it, if you were buying a horse, you would examine its teeth pretty closely. But if someone were giving you a horse, you wouldn't want to be so petty as to be that selective about the horse's teeth.
He's right.
It's a gift horse.
It also says that on here. Very good point, Ed. Ah.
Good point, Ed. Yeah.
So, Joe, I'm not going to change your mind, so please don't unload on me too harshly.
No, no.
But I want to offer a slight counterpoint about the Raquel trade. This is purely coming from an emotional standpoint,
yeah,
because there is an emotional component to being a fan as well. And Crosby is, his legacy is very important to me. And the gap between him and Ovechkin in terms of career points is only about 60 points. I want that guy to finish his career with more points than Ovechkin. I want that badly because it may be the only real claim as to being the better player. Well, it's not the only claim. He's won more cups and gold medals, but Ovechkin is going to have the goal record. I want Crosby to have points over Ovechkin. I don't want to keep taking away the weapons that he plays with. I don't want to handicap him again and again and again, and I don't want Ovechkin to have that particular career edge. You could get a number one draft pick for Raquel, and that guy could be a bust. But what's for sure is 20 years from now, you're going to want to say, this is how great this guy was. He was better than Ovechkin, which I believe he is.
So
It's an emotional argument. It's not a rational.
No, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But would total points really make that big of a difference to you? Sid crushes Ovechkin in points per game. And Will, I think Sid is easily in the top 10, I believe, in points per game. And Ovechkin is somewhere in the 30s. And then it just becomes a cumulative thing after that. Plus, Sid has played with guys like Brian Gibson and Connor Sherry. Brian Rust is still here. Like I said, just the season's gone. Just play him with Rust and Malkin. If the points are what interest you, why not? And by the way, what has you convinced that Raquel, who's an every other year type guy, he was bad when the Penguins got him, then he was good, then he was bad and injured, now he's good. What has you convinced that he's a guy, as he ages into his 30s, who's going to stay healthy and productive and help Sid get to where you want him to go there?
I'm not necessarily assuming that he's going to continue to be an every other year guy. I don't think you can predict either way. I just see a really good goal scorer beside Sid right now. And how many seasons does Sid have left? Your point is valid. I understand it. I hate to see them continue to take, line mates from him who can help him to be great. I want to see him be great. And I want to see as much of that as possible while it lasts.
I understand that. And I appreciate the sentiment and I appreciate the call. I do understand that. I just feel like the immediate future of the franchise is more important, quite frankly, honestly. And I feel like this is a prized asset that can help the franchise moving forward, including Sid.